Okay, this is Parak Gimel and Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, and continuing with the halachas have to do with what foods acquire the status of being tameh. So the Rambam already explained that no food is able to acquire this tuma until it is what he called made to be in a state that it can be. For instance, water touched it. Any food that's not set aside for human consumption does not acquire tuma until it's designated specifically for human consumption. That's a chazar. So let's say there's food that in one area, one city, for instance, it is considered for human consumption, but another one it's not. It's in a place where it is normally made for human consumption in that city. So then you don't need a special intent, a machshava, an intent or designation that it be for human consumption. But let's say in the other city where it's not normally consumed by people, you would need a intention. You'd have to have in mind that it is for human consumption. And at that point, it can acquire tuma. And any food that ultimately will be able to give tuma to either a person or kelim does not have to be exposed to any type, any one of the seven liquids in order for it to become tameh. Okay, so normally speaking, for a food to acquire the status of being tameh, it has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids. But there are things that, any food that will be able to give tumah to a person or kelim does not need heksher. Well, gimel. Now, yesh ochin shesrichin heksher ve'enes shesrichin machshava, ve'yesh shesrichin machshava ve'enes shesrichin heksher, ve'yesh shesrichin machshava heksher, ve'yesh ein shesrichin lo machshava lo heksher. So there's some foods that require exposure to liquids to then be able to become tame, but do not need intent, okay, a special machshava, special intention. And then, of course, there are those that require intent but not heksher, and there are those that require both, and those require neither. So ketza, so what, here come the examples. Kol ochlam yuchal la'adam b'chol makom. So any food that is made for human consumption everywhere, tzrichan heksher v'ein shi machshava. It requires to be in contact with liquids to become tame, but does not require any designation or intent. Dugim tahorim v'chagam tahorim b'chol makom v'chagam tmeim v'dugim tmeim b'kfarim. So for instance, you have certain types of fish that are kosher, as well as grasshoppers that are kosher in any place, and grasshoppers that are tame, and fish that are tame in villages. In all those places, they are considered for human consumption, and therefore they need to come in contact with liquids to become tame, but not intent. So too, the fat of an animal that's kosher, that dies, needs to come in contact with liquid to acquire tuma status, but not machshava. Those things that require both machshava and heksher, basar haporish min achai, bein min adam, bein min behema, bein min oaf. So that's meat that's separated from something that's alive, whether it's human or an animal or a chicken, a bird. Vedevelas oaf atame, or a dead bird that's not kosher. Vechela behema tahora, as well as fat from a kosher animal. Shchuta, that's shechted, bekfarim and villages. Afi shehukshar b'shchita, even though it's made now roi to get tamei through shchita, tzarech heksher sheni achar machshava. It requires another, come into contact with liquids after the intent. So too all the other vegetables in the fields, gagon habitzalim, akashim, like the hard onions, b'yoser, b'pitrios, and mushrooms, gagon, dung, gatanim, so too grasshoppers and small fish, tzarech machshava kvarim. They require intent in villages, in rural areas. Olshin shizarim the behema, v'nim lachaleim adam. So let's say you have what do you call it? Plant endives for animals, and you change your mind and make them for a person instead. So in such a case, it only is going to require tuma when if the redesignation from animal to human takes place after it's harvested. But when it's attached to the ground, my intent doesn't work. Let's say I harvest and gather together these endives for animals. I wash them, and then I change my mind and say that for human consumption, they require another heksher after my intent to become tameh. So when it comes to an alol, if I have in mind to eat it, which is not normally eaten, then it does mekabel tuma oklin. But if not, so then the alol is like a piece of wood and doesn't require tuma. Bones that are attached to sinews, and makamos charachim, mina karnayim, and dlafim, so to the soft areas that are found in horns and hooves, Nakafayim and Notze, so too like wings, for instance, and the and what do you call the feathers and Vamakomos Aracha minatsuponim, aminachartum, hamuvlam abasar, and so too, what do you call it, soft portion of the nails and the beak, all these things, Srich and Hekshra Makshava, they require both coming into contact with the liquid and intent. Velushain Srichan Lomaksham Lo Hekshra, these require neither. Nevelas Bematarabuchamakom. So a dead kosher animal in any place. The nevelas ha'ov, again, this means what's not shechted properly. The nevelas ha'ov v'tor, b'chel b'hem v'tora, b'krachim. So that's also, we saw chel b'hem before, by kfarim. This is where it's in a krach in a city. The v'shem yuchadu machadam, because naturally they are made for human consumption. Ein echad me'ilu tzarech mochshav v'enil shechen ekshav. They don't require intent, nor coming to contact with liquid. Why make shesof on the tamei adam akelim b'gzayis? Because eventually they will make a person and vessels tamei by gzayis man. And anytime anything that creates a serious case of tumah, a stringent tumah, does not require contact with liquids to make a tumah. These things require intent and not hechsher. So again, so you have dead chicken, kosher chickens or birds in villages. So to non-kosher dead animals in any place. As long as the person had the intention of lessening kazayis, Allah kazayis. If it's he has a kazayis amount, ab tumahu, it becomes a primary source of tumah. You saw shachah behemah tzmei lenachri. So if a Jew slaughters a non-kosher animal for a non-Jew, b'shachah ba shnayim or rosh shnayim, or let's say he cuts the two simanim, the trachea and esophagus, harei zu mistama tumas oklin, kol zman shi mifarcheses. So now it imparts tumah of ochal as long as it's still seizing before death. Doesn't acquire intent, because we assume that the Jew is shechting it for the consumption by a non-Jew. And you have no greater and clear intent than that. Why is it not required to come into contact with liquids? Because it will eventually impart the stringent form of tumah. Shachaba echad o shenechra. Let's say he only cut one of the two simanim. Right, or let's say he stabbed it instead of slaughtering it. In a matamah to Masochlin, then it does not acquire the status of the Masochlin. V'chein akum sheshacha behem b'torah l'Yisrael, so to a non-Jew shechs a kosher animal for a Jew, v'shacha b'ashnayim roshnayim, so he cuts, let's say, most or if not all the complete trachea and esophagus, mistamah to Masochlin, kol zman shemifarcheses, it is now acquires the status of the Masochlin as long as it's still seizing up. Then tzrichah hechsher does not require to come into contact with liquids. Shachaba echad or nechara, let's say the non-Jews cut only one of the simanim or stabbed it. Mitama to Mazoklin, it now, what it called, it does impart tumah. Darehi kashar nevelos, and it's considered like other dead animals. If a person cuts meat from a limb that's severed from an animal that's alive, bachra chishav alav, and then only afterwards he says it's now food, tzarech hechsher, it has to come into contact with liquids to become tamet. Chishav love, let's say he thought it to be food, but achar chasva, and then after cut off this piece of flesh, and it's our hechshar, does not come into contact with liquids, neshimetamet tumah chamura kenevela, because now it's going to impart a stringent form of tumah, like nevela, v'chametamet tumah chamura, and it's our hechshar, and again, as we know, anything that's going to give off a stringent type of tumah that does not have to come into contact with liquid to itself become tameh. Halakhava, pachos mikazayis menevelas behemat tmeah. So let's say I have less than a kazayis amount of a non-kosher dead animal that I intend to make it to consider food, the hishamalav kibetza, and eventually becomes the size of an egg, me'okla macharim, from other foods. And a kol tzarech hechsher, not all of it requires hechsher, ho pachos mikazayis, only the less than a kazayis amount, shivakol beitza, imishun lo kazayis v'tamet tamo chabura, because when it all comes together, it'll then give off tamo chabura. V'chein kazayis v'nevelas behemot tmei, also to a kazayis from non-kosher dead animal, shechishamalav, that he thought of his food, and he put it into a dough, actually hishlam the kabetza, until now it got to the size of a beitza mount. Hold the eno matamba maga near batzek. There, because it doesn't impart tumah through touching by the dough, or is it sarach machshava? He needs intent. Veina batzek hazed sarach hechsher, and the dough itself does not have to come into contact with liquids. Hold the chol shira zem matamba masa, and then gazayis nevela shabasocha, because this entire amount will impart tumah through carrying because of the gazayis nevela that's inside. Even though it doesn't produce tumah through touching, eventually, at the end point, it will give off a stringent form of tumah. That's why it doesn't require coming to contact with liquids. So less than a kazayis of, let's say, a dead person that, what do you call it, that I added a beitza of food to it from other foods. I called tzarach machshava. The entire thing requires intent. Sharei batal kol itzakol adam, because the whole thing is nullified. But the entire thing doesn't require to come into contact with liquids to become tamei, because there is some piece of the dead body inside. So if I have an kazayis of dead body, shechafo b'batzek, let's say it's covered up with dough, hakol mistame tuma kamura. All of it imparts tuma because of stringent tuma that it's giving off tuma to people in Caleb. Lachates hachosek b'atzem adam chay lachil l'kelev. Let's say someone cuts off flesh from of a person who's alive to feed to a dog. If he intended for it to also be food for humans, it requires intent, but would not require to come into contact with liquids to become tame. Finally, let's say a little chick falls into a wine vat and it dies, even if the vat is located in a city, it's considered disgusting inside. And therefore, I have to think of it as food for it to be considered for Tumas Ochlan. Let's say I had that in mind as I lifted it out to give to a non-Jew to be food. Then I raise him in Tamesh, because at that point I'm saying it's made for human consumption. If I had intended to feed it to a dog, it does not impart Tuma. It does not acquire the status of Tumas Ochlan. Let's say the person who had in mind for it to be for human consumption was a deaf mute, someone mentally incompetent, or a minor, then it's tahar. Halu k'dei lachil adam, he takes it out to feed to a person. Harei ze tameh, sheyesh lahen maisa v'ein lahen machshava, because there we have an action, even though we don't have intent. That ends Perek Gimel, and we will continue with Perek Daled tomorrow.